It's a big list there as far as things. I mean, it was definitely a year that impacted so many different sectors, not only health, the economy, and the racial equity all seem to be big issues this year and all very concerning to everyone.
Yeah, I think it's a reflection that many of these issues are so interrelated that you can't just think about addressing one issue and thinking that it will address a whole host of issues. And so recognizing that, an unhealthy workforce is an expensive and unproductive workforce. And so how do we make sure that what is good for the employee is also good for the employer and vice versa? And so I think we've developed an agenda that recognizes the complexities of our current economy and our current workforce and our current society, and that we have to take a holistic approach to these issues and not just think about these issues in silos.
It's a budget year. What do you intend? You know, those are always interesting, to say the least. What are some of the things specifically you'll be looking at as far as spending money is concerned?
You know, fortunately, it seems like the budget situation is not as dire as maybe folks had originally anticipated. I do think COVID will have a long tail of budget impact. So while revenues for this year may not have been as bad, we have to be thinking about long term what the revenue picture looks like. And we've had strong fiscal management at the state level that has allowed us to have these this deep well of reserves. Those reserves aren't likely to be built up back to those levels anytime, but we've got to make sure that we're protecting investments in education. So thinking about teacher pay, but that complexity index on how schools that educate different populations and different demographics, how they are funded, making sure that we don't retrench on pre-K funding and early learning and childcare. And so those are some of the things that we're looking at, but also how do we make sure that we are making long-term strategic investments, making sure that our workforce system is responding to a quickly evolving economy, and really setting us up again for that long-term economic resilience.
Definitely be interesting, and hopefully, you know, there will be some positive things that come out of the State House in this upcoming session, whatever that may look like.
Sometimes the bare minimum might be the best route. So,
Right,
you know,
right.
they do have to craft a budget, and they've got to redraw legislative and congressional districts. But we're going to be there and pushing again very aggressively to address these issues for the long-term benefit of Central Indiana and the state.
Well, thank you so much.
Hey, I really appreciate the opportunity.